Hello fellow Star Trek fans, welcome back to a brand new season of 10 Forward. I am your host Mike Overton, and in this week's episode we are delving into Season 5, Episode 1 of Star Trek Discovery. The title of this episode is The Red Directive. Let's fly. The opening episode of the season breathes fresh life into the series with an invigorated sense of adventure and a markedly different tone to previous ones. The episode ignites amidst the cosmos with Michael Burnham perched on the top of an alien ship during warp, setting the stage for the season's ethos, never a dull moment. We are taken back to the evening's start at a Federation Day celebration aboard Starfleet headquarters, echoing the close of last season yet marked by the passage of time. Tilly is acclimating to the role at Starfleet Academy, Stamets grapples with the spore drive's discontinuation, and Michael veils her feelings about Book's deceit, and Saru with Tarina perfects their dance as a couple. A notable update is Saru's potential shift to a Federation ambassador role, stirring mixed feelings about his future with the President of Navarre. The mood shifts as Vance summons Burnham to a secretive meeting in Kovich's Infinity Room, which concerns a 24th century Romulan ship discovered on the fringe of the Beta Quadrant. She's been tasked with retrieving an item crucial to Federation security under a mysterious Red Directive. The narrative cuts to a derelict Romulan ship, now a target for looters despite imminent threats from Starfleet. Following Kovich's orders, Burnham, Rhys and Owo embark on the ship, only to encounter a deserted scene and a confrontational duo wielding advanced tech. The encounter culminates with Burnham being on the outside of the ship whilst at warp, setting the scene that we were introduced to at the beginning. The USS Antares appears under a Carulian captain named Rayner. Now, Captain Rayner's entrance here complicates the situation, risking all the lives involved until a tactical retreat by the thieves, aided by deceptive warp signatures, forces a new plan of action. Now, Michael hints at a crucial contact for the mission. It's Book. Their reunion, strictly professional due to Book's status as a convict, pivots to a focus on the thieves, now identified as former couriers turned opportunists. Michael enlists the help of Tilly for undercover data mining at Federation headquarters, culminating in Kovich's evasiveness. The narrative shifts to a desert planet marketplace where the thieves encounter with an eccentric android called Fred, and this escalates into violence. Despite the Federation's late arrival, they manage to secure vital clues from Fred's remains. And back at the Academy, Tilly's illicit research uncovers a cryptic message linked to an ancient technology of paramount importance. As the hunt moves into the desert, with strategy and survival at stake, the episode underscores the thematic core of teamwork, sacrifice, and concluding with a grand effort to avert disaster, embodying Starfleet's ethos of protecting the innocent. Post-mission, Saru's personal decision to reflect a renewed appreciation of what truly matters, leading to an intimate moment with Tarina. Meanwhile, the discovery of a Romulan diary propels the narrative forward, unveiling a connection to an ancient civilization and setting the stage for a quest that intertwines with larger Star Trek lore. All in all, this is a great episode. I love it. To be honest, I liked about 90% of it. I'm so glad that Tilly is back. I'm so glad that we get some new characters in the way of Rayner. A nice little nod there to Dr. Soong as well with a synth. And then we also get this wonderful scene at the end with Saru and Tarina. And Tarina proposes to Saru, and I'm so glad that he's almost getting a positive end. I think if a character deserves it, it's definitely Saru. I think his journey from season one to season five has been incredible. And hat off to Doug Jones, just such an incredible actor. And Saru as a whole is a phenomenal character. Love Saru. Again, I'm glad Tilly's back. I love Tilly. She's just that bonkers craziness that we get. We also get to see some of the struggles that she's having. Is there a personal relationship in here as well, which is quite intriguing? So lots to like about this episode, lots to see coming forward, I think. Now, that being said, it's not all sunshines and rainbows. There were some really... It's not necessarily bad bits with the writing, it's bad bits on the production side. The scene with Burnham on top of the alien spaceship doesn't look right. There's something about it where you can tell that it was shot on the VR wall. And same again for the desert scenes. At the end of the desert scene, there's this massive avalanche, you know, loads of dust and rocks. You've got these scooter things. Looks really, really good. And then you get to the end of it where they're kind of like recapping and catching up. And it just looks so fake. And I don't know what it is, whether it's the lighting or whether it's just the background's not right. It just looks really, really fake. And to me, you know, look, I mean, I'm a tech nerd, as everyone knows. For me, that kind of spoils what is really a fantastic episode. Just a couple of really bad production bits. But then you have these, you know, the space scenes, which are all absolutely superb. You've got the whole scenes with the dirt bikes, again, absolutely superb, and then it just seems to be ruined by a couple of really small points, which I think is such a shame, especially as the fact that this is the last season. I think it's going to be heavily critiqued, but that's just me. I don't know. My standout moment here, I think, has to be Tarina's proposal to Saru. I love this scene. It's so emotional. Bearing in mind she's Navarian, so she's a Vulcan. You know, there's a lot of emotion in this scene. I think that the only downside to this is we're going to end up seeing less Saru this season, which I don't want to happen. We'll have to wait and see. But I am so glad that Saru is getting, you know, a happy story for a change. You take him from season one where, you know, in his own words, Burnham stole, you know, his life from him. And, you know, to go from that and to sort of work his way through, we've seen him progress so far, especially when you see, you know, the kind of, I want to say, mentoring that he gives Burnham, I think is just absolutely incredible. And I am so happy that he's getting this kind of positive end to the story. I can't wait to see how this plays out. The episode excels in pacing balanced high-stakes action with character development driven by Sonequa Martin-Green's dynamic portrayal of Michael Burnham. It embraces an adventurous spirit reminiscent of classic exploratory tales, whilst embedding itself within the rich tapestry of Star Trek's universe. The introduction of new locales, along with nods to the franchise's history, enriches the narrative landscape, promising a season of exploration and discovery. Character dynamics, especially those redefined by absence and consequence, add depth, as does the introduction of nuanced adversaries, signalling a departure from the conventional villain archetypes. The narrative skillfully integrates themes of change, adaption, and the enduring spirit of exploration, setting a promising trajectory for the season's unfolding adventure. I can't wait to see what the rest of the season holds, and I hope you'll give us I can't wait to see what the rest of season 5 I can't wait for the rest of season 5. I think this one is probably going to be a good one, but we'll have to wait and see. Thanks for tuning into this week's episode of 10 Forward, brought to you as part of the Clone Star podcast. Remember, if you'd like to catch up with more Clone Star podcasts, make sure you check out our YouTube channel or our website, clonestarpod.com, for amazing fan art and blogs written by you, our fans. Until next time, live long and prosper.